The Lena goat fields in Siberia were owned by Brit capitalists who, with the Russian partners, paid low wages, yet from the gold fields made huge profits. $7 million in profits was what the Brit masters took annually. Yet the food supplied to their miners was rotten and unfit to eat. So 6,000 exploited workers in the early months of 1912 went on strike in the Lena goldfields to negotiate a better deal. On April 4th, 1912, in Lena, Tsar's police fired their guns, and 500 unarmed Lena workers were killed or were wounded and bled. To protest the bloody massacre from the shooting near the Lena gold mines, 300,000 Russian workers joined in a political strike. And on May Day of 1912, 400,000 workers struck and marched for Russian Revolution before World War I did start. On April 4th, 1912, in Lena, the Tsar's police fired their guns, and 500 unarmed Lena workers were killed or were wounded and bled. By the year of 1917, after war turned the world upside down, the revolution had ripened, and Russian workers brought the system down. On April 4th, 1912, in Lena, the Tsar's police fired their guns, and 500 unarmed Lena workers were killed.